Daytime soap operas are the longest running scripted shows on television. No other genre has made it possible for an actress to be on your TV set since 1976.
Well, think about it. If it's 5 days a week for 5,000 shows, who could be doing that? Dan Rather? No, don't think so. Newscasters? No. Episodic? No, they do one show a week. There really isn't any sort of venue that allows you that many hours on screen.
From early radio days in the 1930s, through the invention of TV to streaming today, soaps have endured by telling intergenerational family stories.
It's one of the great things about soap opera, right, is that they're this, you know, very mainstream form whose function is really there to sell household products to women in the home. And yet they have all these somewhat potentially subversive elements because they can't have just nothing happen.
Those subversive elements have been groundbreaking storylines that few non-soap fans notice. Divorce, abortion, queer representation. I'm Natalie Moore, and in this season of Making, I'm bringing you Stories Without End. I love and still watch soaps. On this podcast, you'll hear from scholars, actors, writers from the past and now, and also learn about Erna Phillips, the Chicago woman who made the genre possible. The Queen of Soaps originated, wrote, or supervised more than a dozen daytime serials for more than 40 years. It's time she gets her flowers. Phillips created serialized storytelling on TV and familiar archetypes we love to hate, like the vixen. She and her protégés didn't want, and they lived happily ever after, stories.
We're really pushing the envelope with sexuality and getting into the intimacies of a marriage or an affair or, you know, even the mother-daughter, interfamily relationships.
You probably didn't know that because soaps are written off as lowbrow women's television. So let me take you on a journey to learn about the social impact, history, and lasting legacy of television's unique, immersive storytelling. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.